USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More new sanctions against China being readied by the Trump administration. Sanctions that would hit $16 billion worth of Chinese imports. The president announcing it as part of a meeting he had yesterday with business leaders, saying they would take effect on August 23rd. At that meeting, he also touted the U.S. economy.
He thinks the GDP could top 5% by next quarter. He says his economic policies are working.
Through tax cuts, deregulation, powerful trade policies, and unleashing American energy, where we're now the largest in the world.
I'm Wendy King.
Twitter chief Jack Dorsey defending the social media company's decision not to ban controversial right-wing commentator Alex Jones. After Jones was dropped by other major platforms, Dorsey says Jones hasn't violated any Twitter policies. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
The State Department urges patience when it comes to ongoing efforts to get North Korea to denuclearize.
The process of achieving denuclearization is one that we have all known would take some time. The world is united in seeing this achieved, so it will certainly take some time.
State Department spokesman Heather Nauert speaks amid reports that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may soon return to Pyongyang for another meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. More than $300,000 in reward money now being offered to help solve the disappearance of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts, the 20-year-old missing now 3 weeks today. Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa saying about 180 donors have contributed to the growing reward fund. That is, investigators are following up on over 650 tips they've received in the woman's disappearance while jogging on the 18th of July. Her boyfriend has reportedly refused to take a polygraph test. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
President Trump says he's monitoring the monster wildfires in California closely, speaking through a statement issued in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he's still on working vacation. The president said he's grateful to the firefighters battling the blazes. He also sends his thoughts and prayers to those affected. Trump noting he's planning to have meetings about the wildfires, noting that there are things that could be done to mitigate the situation in the future. The largest of those wildfires, the Mendocino Complex fire, has now burned nearly 300,000 acres. It's the largest wildfire in California's history. Lyme disease is now found in all 50 states. A study by Quest Diagnostics showing a steady rise in the number of positive tests for that tick-borne illness over the past 7 years. The biggest increases outside the northeastern U.S. were found in the states of California and Florida. Drinking alcohol directly affects eating habits, according to researchers at the University of Buffalo. The results of a survey find that people are more likely to eat salty snacks before bed after a night of drinking. Researchers say they believe that drinking causes blood glucose levels to rise and fall, causing feelings of hunger. And if you really love your cat, you can celebrate that bond today. It's International Cat Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.